Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Nolan Eastwood from Sherwood Park, Alberta, and I play forward for the Fort McMurray Oil Barons.
Cool. And how long have you been here for?
This is my first year here.
Okay, sweet. Yeah. And how are you liking it so far?
I've been loving it. I love the team. Love my billets. Yeah, I love it here.
Nice. And so, you might have said it. Where are you from?
Sherwood Park.
Sherwood Park. Oh, so you're close.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay, so how did you hear about Fort McMurray?
Well, playing, just being from Alberta, I know a lot about the AJHL already. Mm-hmm. And then just the general manager just reached out to me last year, and yeah, that's really it.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so what kind of hockey were you playing prior to coming up here?
I was playing U18 AAA at home for Sherwood Park.
And so this is your first time away from home, or have you been doing traveling prior to?
No, this is my first time being away from home.
How are you liking it?
It's not bad. I mean, my billets are really good. They make it really easy.
Yeah.
And it's not too far, so my parents have came up a couple times now.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good to see more Christmas too.
Yeah. And so your schedule, is it like a 6-7, 5-day a week? Like, what's the commitment that you actually have to be here for?
It's usually 6 or 7 days a week. After our weekends, we maybe get a day off to recover, but that's about it. Yeah, 6 days.
What's a recovery day look like for you?
I'm usually at Mac Island in the hot tubs and in the sauna. Just hanging out with some buddies and stuff, just relaxing.
Yeah. Unreal, because like I can't imagine what your bodies go through and how you feel on a day-to-day. Yeah. It's just like, by practicing and playing all the time, like, yeah. Does that keep your body kind of like numb to what you're going through?
I'd say while you're on the ice, you don't really feel too much, but mm-hmm. when you get home and you're relaxing and you start moving, you feel pretty sore the next day in the morning and stuff. But yeah, on the ice, I don't really feel too much.
That's wild, man. And so are you one of these guys who's going into the ice bath too?
I'm not really big in the ice bath, no. It's too cold for me, but I like the hot tub though.
Yeah, okay, nice.
Yeah.
And so, as far as the Oil Barons are concerned, like, your experience here, what stands out to you?
I'd say just the group of guys here. It's like a family here. Everyone's here for each other. Everyone's really supportive and stuff, so yeah, it's really good.
Nice. And so, I normally never have to ask anybody their age, but based on like what you guys do, how old are you?
I'm 18.
Okay, so you still have like 2 to 3 years
left
in
this league.
Yeah,
I have 2 more years after this season.
Okay, so now you're in this league now, you're playing. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing to continue to play in this league and then move up to your next opportunity?
Lots of training in the summertime. Staying fit. I'd say just getting used to the league, mm-hmm. the speed and everything. So just getting my game up to that level and getting better every year.
Yeah. When you're playing against this caliber of player every day, mm-hmm. when you're in the practice, how do you guys, like, I'm fascinated about this. You have to play way harder in the game than in practice. But this is such a dangerous sport intrinsically. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you remain safe on the ice while you're practicing?
We're all pretty smart hockey players, so we know when people, to hit them cleanly and not and stuff, and no one's no one on our team is trying to hurt each other. Right. We're to just make each other better. Mm-hmm. But we sure push each other hard.
Yeah.
But we do it not trying to hurt anyone, just trying to get everyone better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you out of all the guys have said one thing a bunch of times more than anybody else, and that's hanging out with the guys.
Yeah.
So, like, you obviously chill with a lot of these players.
Yeah.
So what are you guys doing when you're hanging out? You said you go in the hot tub, you're hanging out at the sauna at Mack Island, but like on a day-to-day outside of just your chill day,
yeah.
What are you guys doing to build that camaraderie?
A lot of time in the room after practice, spend a couple hours in here just hanging out and talking. I mean, we're with each other pretty much all day, every day. So, and you get pretty close with them. Yeah, we kind of do everything together. There's not really much I do by myself here, so.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're away from home. It's cool to have, like, a built-in, like, group of friends yeah. right off the get-go.
Yeah.
Especially, like, when you're rolling around town. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So, have you been able to, like, link up, and my bad for not knowing this, zero preparation. Are there boys on this team that are from Fort McMurray?
Currently?
No,
I don't think so, no.
And so how do you guys, like, get into the community then?
I'd say just going out. I mean, I'm at the outdoor rink a lot, and so, I mean, you see a lot of people there, a lot of kids coming up, talk to you and stuff. It's pretty cool. Yeah, just getting out and doing stuff. You run into people, people recognize you, so that's mostly how.
Nice. Yeah. What outdoor rink are you going to? Because there's tons.
I'm not too sure what it's called. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, good luck. You were going to say the name and I wouldn't have known anyways.
Yeah,
and then I was just like, tell me what part of town. I'm like, this guy's not local. He's not going to be able to tell me the part of town.
Yeah.
So what's the difference? Like, why skate outside when you're skating inside all the time? Like, what benefits are you seeing out of that?
Well, just getting more ice time. I mean, we don't have all the availability for our ice here.
Mm.
So after our practices or on day offs, just head over to the rink and just have some fun. Not as serious, just mess around out there.
When did hockey really like become a huge component in your life, do you think?
I think it's always been. You know, I've always played hockey and lacrosse growing up. I still do, but I've always loved hockey. Yeah, always.
Lacrosse.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Yeah, that's a rough one. It's a lot. it's a lot more rough than hockey. A little more dirty, but I like it. I mean, I love lacrosse too.
So, did you play that at a high school or on your school team or?
No, I played just my club team. There was no high school lacrosse teams in Sherwood Park or Alberta.
Yeah.
Now I'm playing junior lacrosse as well in the summer times. Yeah,
you're going hard in the paint.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What do you see are the similarities between those two sports?
So being able to take contact, knowing when you're in like an unsafe situation. As I using like your teammates passing, knowing where everyone is on the ice and on the lacrosse floor.
Yeah.
I'd say those are the biggest two.
So. Did your parents push you to play sports like this? Are they athletic people? Was it like in your surroundings or did you just like, you know, gravitate to this?
They are. My dad played hockey and lacrosse as well, but it was never something they pushed on me. It's always been the two that I've always liked the most.
Yeah, that's neat. Because like, it's one of those things, like my parents don't play, well, my dad does play sports. So like, it was interested when I gravitated to certain things.
Mm-hmm.
It was just my interest.
Yeah.
So when you play at a level like this, I'm always fascinated to be like, was hockey in your family? And or did you just like, you have a natural skill and your parents like fostered that talent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say more just walked into it and just started liking it. I mean, it was something if I didn't like, my parents wouldn't have forced me to. They would have let me choose whatever I want.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say it's just a natural interest in the games.
Yeah. Oh, man, these interviews are quick. Tanner tapped his watch, so that means we are out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I like to shout out my Bill family, making it so easy to be here and giving me everything I need.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mack City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.